Hello, this is Jo Tomalin, and I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe talking with a director. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Eileen Conant, and I'm the artistic director of Théâtre Témoin.
Could you tell me what you do with Théâtre Témoin?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot. Basically, it's my company, and I'm a devising director. So what that really means is that I kind of bring teams together and then kind of, lead creative processes where, as a group, we're meditating on a question or a theme or a story. And then I get that to happen,
And you said that you lead teams. So does that mean that every time there's different actors, different groups of people?
Yeah, so it's different every time. With this show, we did an open audition, so the actors are all four people that I've never gotten to work with before, and it's been really incredible. There are associates who we work with often and are involved in basically every single show. So Grafted Seed Theatre, which is Will Pynchon and Dory Kinnear, brilliant artists. They're always involved in some capacity or another. But yeah, as a company, we kind of do mix it up and have different casts and different artists come through.
So with devising, could you tell me a little about your background that has led you to this point?
So I trained at the London International School of Performing Arts, which is a Lecoq pedagogy school, which means most of my training was being thrown into a room with four or five of my colleagues and just being left alone with a task. And then we'd kind of like fight it out and a show would come out the other end. And that was literally, we did more of that than any other kind of formalized lesson. And it was really cool because what you learn is you learn kind of how to create in groups. You learn where your strengths and your own weaknesses are. You learn how to kind of like create pieces that that use everybody to their greatest strength. So it was incredible training. It was very humbling training, I think, because I think that devising is hard. It's hard work to create in a context where there isn't a really clear hierarchy or structure, and where you kind of have to find that for yourself. But really, really incredible training.
And so after your training, what made you start Théâtre Témoin?
Oh, that's interesting. I think we just wanted to have a production company. Témoin means witness, and at the time that we did our first piece, we were in France, so it wasn't just to be wanky that we had a French name. We actually were in France, and it seemed to make sense. And what we were doing was a piece about undocumented workers. We were doing a farce, actually, about the immigration system. And so témoigner in French, it means witness, but it means to testify if you make it an active verb. So you can't kind of be a témoin, you can't be a passive witness. You have to, witnessing something is an active thing. And I quite like that. So that's why we had Théâtre Témoin.
So tell me about the process for your current show. What's it about, and how did you start devising it?
So this piece, so it's really interesting, actually. Anybody who knows our past work knows that a lot of the work that we do is around kind of increasing empathy for experiences that are kind of outside of the norm. So, for example, we've done a puppetry piece about a woman who had bipolar disorder. We did a mask piece about a boy who was homeless and dealing with trauma from an abusive parent. So these kind of really extreme human experiences, but we kind of flip them inside out by taking a visual language to apply to an inner experience, which can be quite extreme and quite fantastical. And I think in that way, connect people to characters. And at the time that we started doing Feed, I had been working in Lebanon with Syrian refugees, and it kind of made sense at that time. And I also spent some time in Gaza. Patrick, who was with me at the time, had been in conversations with the Freedom Theatre. So there was this kind of, the refugee crisis was obviously happening with Syria. So this was very much in our mental landscape. But at the same time, I had a really great resistance to kind of following the témoin format and doing a story that was kind of a straight empathy-based, protagonist-driven narrative about a refugee character. And I think the reason I had that was because in my own personal life on my Facebook feed, we were just absolutely inundated. It felt like I personally almost had empathy burnout, and I could see the people around me did as well. And I felt like there was something bigger that I needed to look at before kind of asking audiences to connect with a character of just what is this moment that we find ourselves in where we almost can't connect with a protagonist crisis or story, that we're blocking it, and the way it's being presented to us is unhelpful maybe. I felt a little bit at sea with that. So Feed is really different from any of the other work that we've done because it kind of takes this question of kind of the glut of information and the way that it's presented that we're receiving online and kind of investigates the broader picture of why it's being presented that way, what it's doing to us as humans, and kind of how do we wrestle with that? And how do we wrestle with kind of the, not just the actual crises of our times, but then the stories about these crises? Like, how do we interact with our times? So that was, you asked me about the impetus. That was the impetus. Then you asked about process. So then in order to kind of research it, what we did was we actually started with young people, and we did workshops with groups of young people at the Lowry, at the Everyman Cheltenham, and then Oval House, Roundhouse, and New Horizons. So a lot of different groups of young people, and worked with playwrights, including Eve Lee, Chris Thorpe came in, Tristan Finn Idioenu, and Anthony and Axagoru. So it was a big team of people kind of creating content and creating content, ironically, around kind of the issues and themes. And then we used that to kind of audition actors and as a base for our devising. And ultimately kind of the team solidified into Eve Lee and then Aaron Judge, who was another contributing writer, and then myself and the actors. And we kind of started to, Feed was born of this kind of long-winded process where we got a lot of ideas. It was kind of a crowdsourced play.
That's the best way I can describe it.
And in a nutshell, tell us about the show, just briefly.
Oh, God.
What's its main themes?
I think that its main theme is when there's machines and algorithms that are dictating what it is that we consume, and those machines and algorithms are completely unregulated and only responding to financial incentives and the attention economy, which is the idea that we just want to get human attention no matter what, keep you engaged. What lengths will those machines go to, and where will that take us? But we do it in a very satirical and very dark way.
There's quite a lot of physical theater there. Could you just briefly describe how you came up with some of those images?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my training is in physical theater. So Lecoq is a physical pedagogy. And so I think visually is kind of, I think that words only get us to a certain point. I think when you see something, that's when it's quite evocative and you can actually feel and understand something in a new way. And so for me, I always try to work from images. This was actually probably weirdly the most text heavy piece that we had, because it was a very, very kind of heady theme. But still very visual, amazing design, like really excited about the visual collaborators that we have.
What kind of feedback have you had from people who have seen the show?
This show has split a room. It's split a room. I mean, we've had absolutely everything from people walking out to people saying it was the best show they've seen in their life, literally. Like, we had one review today that came out that said literally the best show he'd seen in his life, and we've had 1-star reviews. Like, it's really provocative.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited. Hope you see Feed.